Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Scott Patterson. Welcome to the podcast. We've got a big guest, Isaac Mizrahi, and I can't wait to talk to him because we were in New York at the same time. He's still there, but I was there in the late 80s. I started there in the late 80s, and I'm going to talk to him about that. I don't know if we're going to get to a lot of it today, but we're going to talk about many things. We're going to talk about the episode. We're going to talk about his brands. You know, he's the chief designer for Isaac Mizrahi Brands, a division of XL Brands. In 2009, he launched his lifestyle collection, Isaac Mizrahi Live, on QVC. His IMNYC collection is currently sold at Lord & Taylor and Hudson's Bay Company. He's also a judge on Project Runway All-Stars. We could go on with his bio and his list of credits, but let's bring him in. Isaac, are you there?
I can't believe this is you. I'm so shocked. I'm talking to you, Scott. I'm freaking out.
Oh, why?
'Cause you don't understand how much. Well, because I love you, and you don't know that we were born to be like lovers or something. Seriously, you don't know that yet. But like when you get through with that bitch Lorelai, you can give me a call. I'm serious.
Oh my goodness.
Well, doesn't everyone say that to you?
No, that's a first. They may they may think it. I can't be sure, but you're the first one to actually verbalize it.
I'm not going to use that old line about no filter because I totally have a filter. I know exactly what I'm doing. I am making overtures. I'm making an advance.
Well, okay, you had me at when I saw, what is that, a Steinway? Is that a baby grand behind
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful Steinway.
It's a gorgeous piano. Gorgeous.
I know,
gorgeous
it's
piano.
A beautiful, beautiful instrument.
It
Thank
really
you,
is.
I agree.
Do you play? You must play beautifully.
I when I was a kid, I played amazingly. Like I played every day of my life. And then I kind of lost it, and I still read. And so, you know, I appear on stage with a band and I sing. Oh, and so sometimes wonderful. I have to read so I can read, and I pick it out on the piano. That's what I do.
Absolutely
now.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm so glad. Hello. Thank you.
That is really great. Let's talk Gilmore.
Okay. Please, please. That's all I ever want to speak.
Let's talk Gilmore. And all right. So there's a ton of fan questions, right?
Okay.
And so here we go. How did you discover the show and how did you become a fan?
Well, okay. I became a fan. I discovered the show very late in the career of the show and in my own life, right? Because when in the early 2000s, when it was airing, right? Like, what was it, 2007, 2010? What was it?
It started in 2000.
It started in 2000, right. Mm-hmm. So in those days, like, it just wasn't the same as it is now. Like, we didn't even know what DVR was-ish. And, you know, and I used to go out all the time. I didn't do destination television. It wasn't like you could just stream the Gilmore Girls, right? And so I missed it. I actually missed it. And then I played bridge with these gentlemen. And one of them is a great writer called Dale Peck. I don't know if you know his work. He's a really smart guy. And Corey Sika and Richard DeRoche. And we were sitting there playing bridge. And they were like, oh, well, Gilmore Girls. I was like, wait, what? I know that show. And of course, like, who doesn't love, like, Lauren Graham? Like, who doesn't love Scott Patterson? Like, who doesn't love these people? But I never watched it, right? So, and Dale Peck, who was like the smartest, like, most kind of what, like, bitchy, like, he will just say everything stinks, right? Like, this person hates everything, you know? And Dale was like, oh God, I love the Gilmore. I was like, what? So of course, when pandemic hit, I was like, what do I do with my life now? I started streaming Gilmore Girls and I just couldn't stop. It was weeks. And then I just started, when it was over,
right,
I watched the new season, the new Netflix season. And then I was like in mourning and I just started all over again and I finished again and I started all. So now it's like, it's always like next up in my Netflix kind of, you know, what is that thing called? Your inventory or something. Right, it's always like the next episode ready to play. And for every sort of new thing that I watch, I have to go back and keep watching Gilmore Girls. And this is maybe the fourth time I've been through it in like the last 2 years. How about that? How crazy is that?
Wow.
I know.
You're a fanatic.
And I got to tell you, every time I go through it, I'm like, no, she should have stayed with Chris. What the fuck? How did she make that mistake? You know, or like Rory, like, what were you thinking? How did you not go for, you know, for Logan? He's got money. He's, what are you, crazy? No, seriously. Because and then, of course, like, I usually land on Team Luke. I don't want to upset you too much, but I do think that, I mean, Chris is like cute. That's all I'll say. He's cute. What's that actor's name again? I forgot.
David Sutcliffe.
He's another one.
David Sutcliffe.
He could call me in the middle of the night and I would meet him somewhere. David Sutcliffe.
Oh my God.
So that's how I discovered it. And that's how now I'm so a fanatic. Like, I'm a total fanatic.
Okay, so here's another fan question, because this rolls right into what you were saying. Who's your favorite character?
Emily.
Ah,
Gilmore. She's my favorite character. I'm sorry, that was easy, right?
Yeah, like, right.
Yeah, yes, she's my favorite character because it resonates with my mother and it resonates with like the background that I come from, where, you know, women were. I mean, it's terrible to think and how far women have come from that. But I understand her and I understand the pressures of her history and who she is in the world. She reminds me a lot of my mom. So, and also she's fabulous and hilarious.
Oh,
go on. Yeah.
She's great. Character. We've been going. So I just watched the episode because I've never seen the episode before. That's the whole point of the podcast. I never saw the episode. So I
come on.
Yeah. I mean, look, listen, I'm what? There. Listen, do you, when you're designing and launching a line, you're putting all those years of work in, or however much, you know, you're obsessively, you know, you're drawing, you're meeting with all kinds of people, you're meeting with models, you're doing your shows, whatever you're doing. I mean, are you going home and relaxing by looking at your own stuff?
Well, I mean, like, you know, I have this thing about, I used to watch, the tape of the like right after the fashion show, mm-hmm. when I did fashion shows, they would give me the tape to go home. And I would just like gnash my teeth going, mistake.
Right.
That's all I saw, like little right. mistakes. And now when I perform on stage, you know, I told you I do this music and sometimes it's filmed and I've done, you know, whatever. And I look at myself and I think, who would ever want to look at that person? Who would ever want to hear this person say, you know, it's like, so you don't like, I don't like watching myself.
No, I don't either. That's why I didn't do it.
But sometimes you have to, sometimes you have to in order to like, and so you never did, like you never looked at it?
Not when I was shooting it, no. Because I'd be, you know, I'd be at the studio all day and half the night. And then I wouldn't want to come home and watch the show when it was on, when right. it was airing. Because I'd miss it. I'd usually be at work or I'd be off doing something non-Gilmore related, right? I didn't want to. I make the sausage. I don't want to eat it. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to. Yeah, exactly. You don't want to prolong. I have to completely.
It's
upset.
Like enough already.
You know, the thing is, of course, when you asked me like who my favorite characters are, I mean, or my favorite character, I immediately went to Emily.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when I think about it, I mean, like, who doesn't love Melissa McCarthy? Who doesn't uh-huh. love Suki? Who doesn't want that in their life, a little Suki, right? Who doesn't love Kirk? I mean, Kirk is a genius. And right. I do love, by the way, the sort of the weird inconsistency of who Kirk is and how he grows in the show into like, and I want you to tell me about that because he was not going to be on the show. Like, I don't think they thought of the character Kirk from like season one. I remember it sort of like it morphs into this amazing character by the end,
but yeah.
it doesn't start that way. Right. He starts.
Well, I think they had a gut instinct about him that he was special, unique and wonderful. And right. they wanted to find something for him. So he had a different name. His name wasn't even Kirk right. in the beginning.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
I knew it. I knew that.
Yeah. Right. He was a delivery guy in like the first or second episode or right. something. And then they just, you know, Amy and Dan just tried to figure out a way to get him in the show regularly. And they figured
so
it out.
Smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
It's like
so
they smart. Didn't know because, you know, he's very, very special physical comedian.
He's
very special.
Are you kidding me? Absolutely. Yeah. He's very, very good. He's really, really special. I agree with you. And also his physique is so strange and yes. so unique. Absolutely.
And he was born to be a comedic actor.
Yes. And of course, so was McCarthy, because mm-hmm. I mean, she does not, there is not, you cannot, like, if you go back over all the episodes, like, you go, no, she's faultless. She's faultless. There is never a joke that doesn't land because right. she didn't try to, like, it's always because it's a bad joke or something because someone else doesn't pick it up.
Right.
She is there.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
she's a craftsperson now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, she's amazing.
No, she is, it amazed me watching these episodes now for the first time. It amazed me that it took Hollywood this long to discover her. You know what I mean?
I know. Yes.
I mean, yeah. So it wasn't a big network show. It wasn't on one of the big networks. But my God, I mean, she's doing this gloriously funny, endearing work every single episode. And she really had to fight and kick and scrape for the series that she got with... God, she did her own series.
Mike and Molly.
Yes.
Mike and Molly.
She really had to fight for that. It wasn't offered to her.
Wait a second. Darling, wait a minute. What do you mean it wasn't on a major network, Gilmore Girls?
It was on CW, and then it was on the WB, which it's not major. No.
Oh, darling.
No, 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 no.
Really?
No, I'm talking about it's NBC, not? CBS, or ABC.
Right. Okay. All right. Fine.
That have the bandwidth and the budgets to promote a show like that. I mean, that we were
got
on
it.
A tiny
okay.
network comparatively.
Right.
We had a much smaller footprint and a much smaller promotional and marketing budget. But they did, Warner Brothers did a great job. I mean, they really did a
yes,
great job.
Boy, they did.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So as long as it's my show, I have to ask this question. This is a fan question. This is not from us
Sure. Or
my staff. It's not from me. What did you think of the character of Luke?
Well, of course, like, I love Luke. I mean, I understand Luke. I feel like my husband is very Luke in that he's kind of quiet and behind the scenes and curmudgeonly and just this kind of person. I feel like I'm married to Luke. I am married to a Luke.
Interesting.
How's that for an answer?
I think it's a very good answer. I think it's a very good answer.
And I have to say, in terms of like the planning of the characters and the psychology of the characters, I really do think that they were so smart to pair Lorelai with a Luke, because it would make sense that they would be together. It would make sense that she's so gregarious and so loquacious and so, you know, type A or something like that, while he is not, you know, he is so kind of dark.
Right.
There's a darkness to Luke, darling, a darkness, which of course is so sexy, by the way. And Jess was sexy, and I thought, like, she was crazy to pass up Jess, Rory. What is she, crazy? And then he's a writer. I mean, what was that? How do you pass up someone who looks like that, who writes like that? You know, I don't know. I don't know how she messed it up.
I don't either.
I probably would have. I think in the end, if I were Rory, I would have chosen Jess. Right. Even with Logan and his money and everything, I would have gone with Jess. And she blew it. Rory blew it.
I'm with you on that.
Sorry,
I agree.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm 100% team. 100% team Jess. 100%.
Me too. 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Is there a storyline or a character that you did not like? Because you're in a safe place. You can verbalize it here.
Can I really be completely honest with you?
Just do it.
I watch this and I just wonder how the Korean-American world feel, you know, like, I just wonder how they feel about the representation in that show. I mean, of course, it's like lovely a lot of the times, but a lot of the times it is very reductionary. And the character of Mrs. Kim is a little bit sort of like, you know, it feels a little cringy when you watch it now. Don't judge me. I'm just telling you that. And you don't have to publish any of them.
So you think it's a little stereotypical? It's a little stereotypical.
I do. Yeah. I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I feel like it's a little bit. That's the only thing. That's my only thing about, that's the one thing about the show. I mean, and I have to say, I love, what's her friend's name? Mrs. Kim's daughter.
Lane.
I love Lane. It's just when it gets into Mrs. Kim and the whole way that that's shown. And I love her boyfriend. What's the one that she ends up with? The musician. That's so crazy. I love him. Who ended up going to be on that?
Sebastian Bach? Show. Did she end up with Sebastian Bach? No, can't be.
I don't know the name of the actor. I wish I knew the name of the character. He's sort of blonde and he's kind of like.
Oh, was his name this, Zach in the show?
Zach.
Yeah.
She ends up with Zach.
Yeah. Right.
And I love Zach. I love. Right. I was so glad when that happened for both of them.
Yeah, you're like,
I didn't see that coming.
You're like my mother. She was completely offended by Woody Allen.
Wait, what does that mean?
When we were growing up and Woody Allen was all the rage, right? She was offended. Right. She goes, I do not like he's stereotyping neurotic Jewish men, and she wanted to shake him. She goes, if I ever met that guy, I'd shake him and like,
that's hilarious. That's so funny.
She did not like him.
Honestly, I don't fault the show or something, like, because again, right, it was like a different time and how do you judge things historically, but I look at it and it's a little bit two-dimensional. And yet it is very funny. So mm-hmm. I forgive everything that is funny. Also, you know, I'm in tears half the time. It makes me cry, the show, a lot.
Right.
Because I'm a big pussy, probably, but also because, you know, and I cry a lot.
Right.
But also because it's really, really well written and beautifully planned and mm-hmm. kind of everything works so well together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's one other thing that always made me a little uncomfortable about the show. And this is so also like a lot of tea that I'm pouring here. All right. Like,
go ahead.
Don't hate me. And again, I don't know the name of the character or the name of the actor, but the guy who ends up joining the band with Lane and Zach, who's like older with the big giant blonde hair.
Oh, Sebastian Bach. Actual rock star.
Well, I know, but it always made me like really uncomfortable that he was in that show and that he was like that character and that he talked like that and he played that music and it was like, no, get it. No, I can't even watch this. I have to like avert my eyes. Like, just call me when the scene is over, you know?
You know, to his credit, he was aware that he kind of didn't belong there because when I walked into the makeup trailer one morning and he'd been on the show a couple of times and we were kind of friends and, you know, cause he's kind of a funny, wild, crazy guy.
I believe it.
And, we went out one night to the Sunset Strip to the Roxy it was a crazy night. That's a whole episode. But anyway, so he said in the makeup trailer at 6 a.m., he goes, Scott, dude, he talked like that. Dude, what am I doing on this show? How did I end up on this show? It's like me, Gilmore Girls. Whoa, dude, it's so wrong, bro, that it's right. Whoa.
Right. I know. Well, that's exactly the way he talks. And that makes me uncomfortable. I'm not kidding, Scott. And then like, you know, just the whole idea that they're touring in that little bus with that person, it really upset.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand.
In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, so let's get into you're a fashion guy.
Okay.
You made your bones in fashion. So let's talk a little fashion. What do you think of the fashion on Gilmore Girls? Is there any fashion to speak of?
I love the fashion.
Let's talk about it.
Like every 5 minutes, I'm taking a picture of the screen and sending it to my design staff. Like, look at this sweater on Lorelai. Look at this cute coat on Rory. Look at Emily's Chanel mock thing. Blah, blah. I'm not kidding. I do it a lot because it was really good. Yes, it was really, really, really good. And I do also like, I do love the way they kind of characterized, you know, the way people dress, like, because people do dress that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, not least of all, the character of Luke, who wears a backwards, you know, sort of baseball cap and a plaid shirt every day of his life. Mm-hmm. And it looks like you do that too in real life, because that's what you're wearing right now, you know, so just saying.
It's for the show.
You know, but they did, oh, it is for the show?
It's for the show.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm just asking.
They make me wear it. I wouldn't. I have a beautiful flowing locks of gorgeous hair that I cover every episode.
No, it's not true. Okay. It's not true. But wait a minute. But I do love that, you know, that Suki has a way that she dresses, and that, you know, Lorelai has a way that she dresses differently than Suki, you know, and Rory has a special way that she dresses, and they all do that. I think that whoever did the costumes really kind of understood these four women and helped create the characters of these four women.
Right.
You know,
that's the illustrious Brenda Mabin, costume. She was the head of the costume department. She's amazing. We should have her on. We're going to get her on the show.
We're snapping our fingers to Brenda. Exactly.
She was great. Yeah. She was amazing. Totally agree. So what do you think of the Luke fashion? Analyze the Luke fashion.
You know, I think it's so perfect because that's how a lot of men that I know dress, you know, like they don't think about it. It's a formula. It's one look, you know, and especially someone like I know so many people like Luke. I guess I just do. I just know a lot of people like Luke, and they just don't think about, you know, my husband is one person who like does not think about clothes that much, you know? And he recently went through this whole thing where he shaved his head. The whole COVID thing like made him go insane. He shaved his head. And now I actually call him Donna, as in Donna Karen, because he's always wearing some like color hoodie with like sweatpants and a little sneaker. It's a whole look that he's doing. But for years and years and years, when I met him and for 20 years, he was always wearing a black shirt and black jeans and black sneakers. Like that's all he ever wore. And I know to get him into stuff, you know, the way Lorelai, that hilarious episode where she goes shopping and she brings all that stuff and you have to put it on. That's such a smart, funny idea. Because I think that is the way women do dress their husbands. I think that works that way, you know?
Isaac, this...
what, darling?
You have been just so much fun. I cannot tell you how happy I am to meet you and to talk to you, and you're coming back.
We're not
taking a no. You're coming back.
No, you're coming back for
an hour, for 2 hours. We're going to get into so
for
much
sure.
stuff. Okay.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Because I love you. I love your brain. I love your personality.
Me too. I love you. I love you. You don't understand that I love you.
Okay, I love you too. I think you're fantastic.
Well,
I think
you know,
you're a fabulous guy.
It could be the start of something. You know, it's never too late, Scott. It's never too late, Never too late.
All right, buddy.
Never too late. And I will like your grandmother's furniture. That's all I'm saying. Okay. I will like it. That's what ends up. That's what I have to do. That's what I'll do. All right. Mwah.
Great talking to you. We'll see you soon.
Great talking.
Okay. Thanks so much for your time, Isaac. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right, buddy.
Soon.
Okay. All right. Talk soon.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Wasn't Isaac wonderful? I love that man. We're going to have him back. And we were supposed to get into Emily in Wonderland. We didn't get a chance to do it because, you know, sometimes when you're talking to these high energy, highly intelligent, highly creative people, the conversations sort of take on a life of their own. And we didn't get into it. We're going to drop another episode. We're going to discuss it amongst ourselves with our crack team, with Danielle and Amy and Riley and company. And we're going to drop another episode, I guess, in a few days or so. And we're going to discuss Emily in Wonderland, which is a fantastic episode. So stay tuned for that. It's coming. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. All you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say "free this week" into your Xfinity voice remote.